So strategy number one is this. Attack a position that we do not have. You say, what's the strategy of someone who is feigning themselves to be a just person, but they're just trying to catch me in my words? They're trying to get hold of my words. Strategy number one is this. Attack the person, attack the position of the person that person doesn't even hold. Okay? This is what's known as the straw man argument. How many of you have ever heard of the straw man argument? What does that mean? A straw man is basically a lifeless effigy, right? Doesn't exist. Doesn't really have life. So what they'll do is they'll attack a meaningless point to try to make themselves look good in the conversation or the argument, the debate, whatever it is. Okay? It's completely irrelevant to the subject at hand. But in order for them to gain the advantage in the conversation, they need to impose a belief on you that you don't even have. Okay? Now, let me give you a really immature example of this, right? Let me just put the cookie on the bottom shelf. And this example kept coming to my mind. I remember when I was in elementary school, the students would do this, okay? They would often say this. And tell me if you know what I'm talking about. They would say, they'll tell their friends, hey, are you gay? How many know what I'm talking about? Okay. They'll say, are you gay? And they're like, no. And they would say this, oh, does your mom know you're gay? How many have ever heard that before? Okay. Use it sometime. No, I'm just kidding. That's a straw man. Because he just said no. So the follow-up question has the assumption that you said yes. And the answer that you give to that second question doesn't leave room for you to deny it again. It only leaves room for you to deny, right? And if you deny, say, well, she doesn't know. It's like, okay, so you are gay. You see what I'm saying? This is what's known as a straw man argument, okay? They're imposing a belief upon you that you don't even have in the first place. And this is very cunning, this is crafty, it's very deceitful, but it's done on purpose in order for them to gain an advantage on you and in the conversation so they can add to their point.